Daf Nun Amud Aleph will begin on Mem Tes Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. Amar Shmuel, Olam Al Yotzi Adam Esas Min HaKlal. A person should not remove himself from a group. He should not separate himself from a group. Meaning, we're discussing over here the halachas of mezuman, of benching. So the proper way of saying it is Nivorech. Nivorech Shachal. He's including himself. The mezamin is including himself in the Nizuman, he's including himself with the others who are benching. Rad, don't say Barchu. Barchu is addressing them. You give the bracha. He should include himself with the rest of the group. Fregdik Mora, how can you say that? Tanan, Bishloi Shavahu, Oimer Barchu. It says, Bishloi Shavahu, when there's more than three people, the Mizamin says to the rest of the other three, Barchu. You give the bracha. So you see that he is excluding himself. So he does separate himself. How can you say that Nevorach is the proper way? Aim the Gemara says, Af Barchu. What it means to say in the Mishnah is that's also acceptable, but it's not the preferred way. It's also acceptable. If there's only three people, you can't say Barchu, because you need three people who are Nevorach, who are being Mevorach. If there's four or more, you could say Barchu, but nevertheless, Nevorach is preferred. Umikol Malkim Nevorach Adif. That's a better way. Domer Avada Barava Amri Be'Rav Tanina, and I'll prove it to you because we learn in the Mishnah further above, Nechlokim Adyut. If there's six people, they can split up into two groups. When there's 10, you can't split up because you have a chiyuv of alakeno. There's a minion. If you split up, you won't have a minion. You won't be able to say alakeno. You won't be able to say baruch alakeno. But if there's less than 10, as long as you have three in the groups, you can split up into different groups as long as each group has three. Now, if you tell me that nevorach hazadif, I understand. You have six, two groups of three. Each one says Nevorach, and that's fine. That's the preferred way. But if you tell me the Barchu is Adif, well, if you have six, you could say Barchu. Three people, you can't say Barchu, because the one who's Mezamen, he's addressing the other people. You need a Mezuman of them that are being Mevorach. Three people can't say Barchu. Four can't. So if Barchu is Adif, how can six divide into groups of two groups of three? You're not going to be able to say Barchu. That shows you then the Vorach is Adif, not Baruchu. So it says, Vav Nechlokim Adyurin Mabishlam Nevorach Adif Mishumach Nechlok Eli Amrit Baruchu Adif. If Baruchu is Adif, Amai Nechlokim, how can you split up Eli Lav Shmamino, Nevorach Adif Shmamino? It shows you conclusively that Nevorach is the preferred way. Tanya Namahachi, Ben Shamar Baruchu, Ben Shamar Nevorach. Either way, Ain Taif Sanoi Sal Kach, it's both acceptable and you don't catch him on either way. But the Gnom types in Oisa al Kach, the ones who are particular, they will be particular with him, they will catch him on that, and therefore they would insist on saying Nevorach because Nevorach is the preferred way. Now we're talking about being precise in the brachas. The Gemara is going to give other examples of being precise. From the way he gives the brachas and makes the brachas, you can discern if he's a Talmud Chacham or not. Ketsa, Rabbi Yomer, Uvetuvoy raise a Talmud Chacham. In the Nusach of the Zimun, if he says Uvetuvoy, Uvetuvoy, then he's a Talmud Chacham. Uvetuvoy is more all-encompassing, so it's a greater praise. Umituvoy raise a board. But if he says Umi, it's minimizing, it's from your goodness. It's a minute, it's only partial. Then it's a boor, he's a boor, because he's minimizing the praise that he's giving to Hashem. Amrlei Abayel Rav Dimi, how can you say that? We see in the Pasuk that Dovid HaMelech says, Berchosecha Yevarach, Beis Avdecha Le'olam. He said, yes, for a brach from Hashem. We said, Umi. So he is using the Lashon of me. Moranz B'Sheila Shaini. When you're making a request, then you do it with humility. Umi, you're doing it more minimal way. You do it with humility, with anava. When you're praising Hashem, you don't say umi, you do it in the maximum way. So it's uvatuvay chayin. Frank, the Gemara, ubashela nami, you're telling me by the shela you should do it umi. I'll show you that ubashela, we don't say that. That we see by a shela of a request, open your mouth full. So we don't do it minimizing it. We don't do it with humility. Open your mouth wide. So you see, even in a request, you do it to the maximum. More answers. How would divrei Torah see? When you're asking for divrei Torah, you do it to the maximum. But when you're asking for personal needs, for for Olam Hazadika things, then you do it humility in a more minimal way. Tanya Rabbi Yomer, so other examples of being precise. Uvet bituvoi chayinu, areze Talmud Chacham. If he says bituvoi chayinu, he's a Talmud Chacham. Chayim, areze boor. But if he says chayim, he doesn't say chayinu, he says chayim is a boor. If he says chayinu, he's including himself. But if he says chayim, it seems to infer to mankind, to the world at large, and not including himself. So he has to say chayinu, including himself, that Hashem sustains us, including himself as well. Now, they learned it just the opposite, because apparently they held that when you say chayim, it's a greater praise, because you're encompassing more than yourself, you're encompassing the whole world. But that's not the halacha. We say chayinu, that is the halacha, that's the way we say it. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, another example, nevorach shachal mishaloi hareza tamar chocha. If he says shachal mishaloi, that's a tamar chacham. It's clearly referring to Hashem. If he says lemi shachal mishaloi, it's a boor, because it could have a connotation that of referring to the balabayas, that to the host. So therefore, he's a boor. Omer le Rav Acha, bray the Rav le Rav Ashi. What do you mean? V'aminan lemi sha'asa l'vaseinu v'lanu v'eskola nisimo elu. We do say in the praise by Seder night, we say lemi sha'asa l'vaseinu. Over there we say lemi. And it's a praise to Hashem. It doesn't refer to the host. Omer le, he said, no, that's simhasa mucha mils. Over there, it's muchach. It's clear. We're not going to make a mistake. Man avin nisa kuchabrich. The host does not, the Balabais does not make Nisim. We're talking about praising Hashem for Nisim, then we can say Lami, because it's clear we're referring to Hashem. But when we're saying about the food that we ate, well, if he says Lami, that could be referring to the host, so we don't say Lami. Amar Rav Yochanan, Baruch Shachal Mishloi, Areza Talmud Chacham. If he says that Sha'achalnu, he says the Bach changes the girsa to Nevorach. If he says Nevorach Sha'achalnu Mishaloi, that's a Talmud Chacham. Al Hamazon Sha'achalnu Arei Zabur, he says Al Hamazon is a boor, because that could refer to the food that he's giving, he's giving a bracha on the food. So therefore, he should say rather Nevorach Sha'achalnu Mishaloi. That rather not shachal mishaloi, not al hamazon shachal mishaloi. Amar vuna brei Rabbi Yeshua lo yamin al begimel de like a shem shemaim. That's only if they're mizuman of three, where he's not mentioning the shem. It's not shem shemaim. Amar basara deke shem shemaim. If there's a mizuman of ten or more, where he's saying elokeinu, then muchacham milsa. Then that's not a problem. It's muchach. It's clear that he's referring to Hashem. Kiddushan. Kenesnan, like we learned in the Mishnah, Kenyan Shumavorach, Kachoinim Achrav, then when he has the case where he has the myriads of people in the Mezumin, he says, Baruch Hashem Lake Israel, Lake Tzvokis, Yeshav Krum, Al Hamazan Shachalnu. Over there, he does say Al Hamazan, because then it's Mukhach over there that it's referring to Alakainu, is mentioned, and it's Mukhach that is referring to Hashem. The Mishnah says that when you come to 10, it says, now once you come to say 10, then they say Elkanah. It doesn't matter if it's 10 or 10,000 or 100,000. And then the Mishnah, the next word in the Mishnah says, B'meyahu oimer nevarach Hashem. Then it says there's a difference if it's 100, there's a difference of 1,000. So it seems to be a contradiction. It says that once you reach 10, the ratio says once you reach 10, there's no difference if it's 10 or 1,000 or 100,000. And then the next word in the Mishnah is, if there's 100, the Nusach changes. If there's 1,000, the Nusach changes. So ha guvakash amret echad asara vechad asara riboy alma ki adan eninu. That once you have more than 10, it's all the same. V'hadrak tani b'meyah hu oimer be'elef oimer b'ribo oimer. Then it says 100, 1,000, it changes. More answers. It's a machlokes between Rabbi Yosef Glinra and Rabbi Kiva. This not Rabbi Yosef Galili. I'm really fear Rabbi Kalahim of Varkim. This latter part that makes a difference between 100, 1,000, etc. That's a sheet of Rabbi Yosef Galili, who says according to the size of the congregation, that's the way you make the bracha. Shenem b'makhelus bracha l'kim with makhelus with the congregation. According to the size of the congregation, you make the bracha. The ratio is Rabbi Kiva. And then when it says it's witches, it's Rabbi Yossi HaGlilim. Amar Rabbi Akiva Mamatzina Beis HaKnesses, Rabbi Akiva says, just like we see in a shul. When we have davening in shul, there's a minyan. It doesn't make a difference if there's 10 people in the shul, 100 people, or 1,000 people. You say Baruch Hu in the same way, so too by benching. What does he do with the pasuk of Yosi Aglili? I Bakalis, it seems to be according to the congregation. He answers me, boy, like a sign, it's needed for the following drosha. How do I know that I Kriyas Yamsuk? Klal Yisrael said Shira, even the Ubrim, that was in the mother's womb. How do you know that they also said Shira Shanem or Michaelis Baruch Hakim Hashem Kari Yisrael Mimakor from the source? Even those the fetus, they also said the Shira. V'idach Mimakor Nafke. He says Michaelis Rav Yosi Glias Michaelis one drosha. Mimakor is a separate drosha. You can learn out both. The halachas like Rabbi Akiva, we do not make a distinction. That's the way we paskin, and there's no difference if there is 10 or there's 1,000. Ravina Rav Chama Brabuzi Iklabe Reish Galusa Kam Rav Chama Vkama Hada Rabbi Meya. He went to look for 100 to see if there was 100 people that he can make a mezumen with. Apparently, he held that like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Amla Ravina Loitzriches. So it doesn't matter if there's 10, 100, you don't have to gather 100 people together. When they had the meal by the Reish Galusa, there was a large feast over there. Then they used to, the ones that were not close to the Reish Galusa, they used to split up into groups of three. Now, clearly, this is problematic. If they were in a large Suda, there was more than 10 people, they have a chiyuv of mezumen with a minyan, a lakenum. And by splitting the groups of three, you can't. Normally we say you're not allowed to split into groups of three because you're not going to be able to say a lakenum. So fracting more of a livracha, yud. But why don't they split up in groups of 10? So at least they'll be able to say a lakenum. Where it says, because Shalma Reish Galusa Vikpid, he'll be makpid that they're not benching together with him. Fracting more, well, why don't they bench with him? So the Reish Galusa, why don't they, aren't they yoitza with the Reish Galusa bench? More answers. I did the afshe kuleyama loishami. There's a big group over there. There's kamos. There's loud noise. They're not going to be able to hear it, so they have to bench separately. Now, even though normally you're not allowed to, if there's 10, you're not allowed to split into groups of three, but over here there was a cover of the Reish Galusa. This din that you can't split is a drabana tikadin, but here's the covet of the Reish Galusa that outweighs that kapeda in not splitting the groups of three. So therefore, they could do 10. It was a pegam in the covet of the Reish Galusa. They couldn't be yoitzu with the Reish Galusa's benching because they couldn't hear it properly. So they had to split into groups of three. If three are coming and eating meal together, and one goes ahead and benches first and benches early, so there was no mezumen, even not from mezumen today. He ate with them. He can still answer for their mezumen. They can be yaitza the mezumen, but iloi nafek bezumen they do. But he can't be yaitza with their zimun. Lafishain zimun lamafrei, he already benched, so he can't be yaitza zimun anymore. But they can still be mitzar of him for their zimun. Rav Shmuel says in the Mishnah we had, in the Sefer, Rishel says, Borcho es Hashem mevarach. As when we say the in Shul, that we say Borcho, that it's Baruch Hu as Hashem HaMevorach. Rav Rambam Papi Kolbeik Nishta Dabe Gibor. He went to that shul Kam Kora B'Sifra. So he was leaning in the Torah of Omer, and he said the Baruch Hu Torah. He said Amar Baruch Hu Hashem. He didn't say HaMevorach V'Yishtik. He didn't say B'Lo Yamar Vorach. Avshik Kulo Yam Baruch Hu Hashem HaMevorach. Everyone in a loud voice said Baruch Hu HaMevorach. Amar Rav Pasi Uchma Black Vessel. Talmud Chacham. That he was so engrossed in learning that sometimes his clothing was black. Mahadi plukta alam malach. Why are you getting involved with this machloikas, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, and you're conducting like Rabbi Kiva? Why do you get involved in the machloikas? V'oid ha'no, al-makar Rabbi Shmuel. And the meaning is like Rabbi Shmuel. So why are you getting involved in this machloikas? First of all, why are you getting involved? Because Rabbi Akiva would also be Meiris Rabbi Shmuel. He's just saying that you don't have to say Mevarach. And as Rashi explains, but it's also acceptable. So why get involved with the Machlokes? And secondly, the minig is like Rabbi Shmuel. Let's see the Mishnah in Gimel Shachlu Kachas. So three people ate together in Rishoy L'Cholik. They cannot split into separate groups because that would be Mafkia the Zimun. And you would have less than three, you would not be able to make a mezuzah. And four or five also cannot split because one of the groups will be less than three. But like we said before, if there's six, they could split because each group would have three. Until they get to 10, then if they have up until in 9, they can even split into three groups. But 10, they can't split because each group will not have a minion. They won't be able to say Elokeinu. But sorry, until they get to 20, they can split into two groups because each group would have a minion. If two groups were eating, they were in the same house, but they weren't eating together. And they're eating separately. As long as they can see partially, part of each group can see part of the other group, they can join together for a zim. But if not, they should each one do it separately. You don't make a bracha on the wine until you put water in it. The wine that was not diluted was too strong to be drunk as regular as wine. In those days, it had to be diluted. If it was not diluted, it did not have the chashivas of yain. It was something that a drink that people would not drink and have the benefit of it as a wine, the taste of wine. So therefore, you don't make the bracha of yain. The special bracha, Bari Pri Yagofen, on wine, this doesn't have that chashivas. You don't make Bari Pri Yagofen. As Rishayim point out, the bracha that you would make is Bari Pri Yais. It's considered like fruit juice. It's considered fruit juice and a juice that you would make an eighth on that type of juice. If it's mixed with wine, it has the chashivas of wine, and you make a Bari Pri Yagofen. So, ein mevorchim al yanin shen zechamayim, div Rabbi Elazar, but chomar mevorchim chomar say, nevertheless, it still has the chashivas, and you would also make a Bari Pri Yagofen. Let's see the Gemara, my kamashal, it says, three people come to eat together, they can't split up, they have mezumin, my kamashal, antenin achanazim, now we already learned, gimel sha'achlu, kayachas chayam lezamin, we already learned before that there's a chiv of zimun. So, kamashalan the chiddush is ki ha d'amar Ravam v'amar Shmuel the chiddush is gimel sheyashu le'achol kachas. As long as they came together, v'adayin lo achlu, even if they didn't eat, the way Rishonim speak out, even they didn't eat kazayas, they didn't eat a kazayas in Rishonim l'chalik. They sat down to eat. They started to eat already. They cannot split up because now they have a chayva. And even if they ate less than a shear of benching, but they already started to eat, you can't split up anymore.